Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. I'm Rod Hampton, ready to go with inspirational stories of people sharing Christ around the world. So let's get started with Juliana Smoke.
Thanks, Rod. By training a few, they are reaching thousands. We'll explore a center created to train and disciple pastors in Mexico.
I'm John Graham, and when you try to name possible authors of couples' devotional books, you probably don't think of Duck Dynasty. Think again. Al Robertson joins me today on The Culture Connection.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. Later, we visit with a missionary who has been instrumental in helping his community provide health care for those in need.
I'm Myrna Brown. Jenny Owens knows a secret, but the last thing this singer-songwriter wants to do is to keep it to herself.
Also today, we head to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for church planting on our Missionary Moment. That's this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. This group says by training a few, they're reaching thousands. Life with Purpose Radio's Juliana Smoke has the story.
Area pastors in Tapachula, Mexico, were untrained in day-to-day responsibilities such as discipleship, sermon development, and even the Bible. That is, until Pastor Billy Duncan of Bellwood Baptist Church in Columbus, Georgia, took on the task of helping to create a training center. Billy Duncan joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio. Hello.
Hey, Juliana, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Now, pulling off a task like this was made possible by partnering with other believers.
Yes, it has been a journey together with a number of Baptist pastors there in the Southern Baptist Chiapas Convention in Tapachula, Mexico area. These gentlemen really had a seed planted in their heart a number of years back in 1999 with an IMB missionary. And when we started the partnership in 2008, that dream had sort of lied dormant. And just in the providence of God, he led us there, and we were able to begin to meet the pastors. They shared their vision with us, and we began to work with them and with Southwestern Seminary. So it's been a partnership of all of us.
Wow. Wow. And it's so amazing to hear how that partnership is able to create something like this.
It's been really a great experience. It has not only transformed our church here at Bellwood, but also the pastors there. Honestly, most of them are not graduates of high school, and so they're very illiterate. But men who love the Lord and are just excited about what God is doing. And so we began just training some lay people there back in 2007 and 8 in the principles of stewardship, evangelism, and also just leadership development. And some of the pastors heard about it. We began to meet. And so it went from that to talking about the Old Testament, New Testament, hermeneutics, sermon development, pastoral responsibilities, deacon training. And it is just amazing to see what God is doing in the life of those pastors there.
Wow, wow. And at the end of their studies, they receive a certification.
They would. And what will happen is we will be able to award those pastors a certificate. Once they complete that certificate, these gentlemen would be able to go online and continue their theological training with a Huaca seminary there in Huaca, Mexico.
Mm-hmm. And having a certification gives them more credibility in their community.
In that state and in that city and those cities there, the government looks upon those men as being more credible. They have that certificate, and actually opens the door for them to get in places of leadership and do things within the government there from the standpoint of being able to have influence.
Mm-hmm. And how have you seen the Lord transform thousands by mentoring and training a few?
Well, the church planting movement in Mexico is really interesting. I know of several pastors there who have planted a church, stayed there 2 or 3 years through this theological training. What they'll do is they'll lead people to the Lord and invite them to come into their church, and then those guys will end up challenging those young men there in that community, and those guys will end up leaving there and going into very different small communities in mountainous regions and actually start churches. And so what started out is just a small little group of guys in Tapachula, Mexico, these guys are touching hundreds and thousands of lives where we as missionaries could never do that. These guys go into the remote villages because of the language skills, because of them just being familiar with the culture, because they know the people. They're able to have a immediate impact, whereas someone like me from the States here just touches a few. They touch hundreds and thousands.
Wow, wow. And I know you have another trip coming up to Mexico to teach these pastors. How can we pray for you and these pastors?
You can pray that God will help us be good stewards of the time that we teach them, but also that God will encourage, and we will be able to encourage these pastors to be faithful and not to get discouraged and quit in these crucial times.
We've been speaking with Billy Duncan, pastor of Bellwood Baptist Church. Thank you for joining us today and sharing how effectively training pastors has led to a transformation in the people of Mexico.
Well, thank you, Juliana. God bless you for your work.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio.
Now, I know I don't have much experience, but I'm very responsible. Plus, I'm excited about the company. Well, the on-the-job training is great, and the benefits are fantastic. So, what do you think? Oh, did I mention I'm a people person? I'm also willing to work nights and weekends. Great. Can I start today? Well, okay, then. Let's shake on it.
Parenting. It's one career worth working for. This message brought to you by Southern Baptists.
Now, about that vacation policy...
Glad to have you along each week on Life with Purpose Radio. Thanks for listening. Life with Purpose Radio's John Graham is elated that he's finally landed a duck. Al Robertson, that is. And he joins him on today's Culture Connection.
Well, this is a banner day for me on the Culture Connection, as I've been trying for almost 4 years to have a conversation with one of the Robertsons from the show Duck Dynasty. The closest I came was when Cy voiced a VeggieTales character. But today... I have Al, the beardless brother, who along with his wife Lisa has recently written the Duck Commander devotional for couples. Al, welcome to the show.
Man, it's good to be here, and I'm glad you started out with the classiest Robertson act. I mean, it took you a while, but you landed the right one. Right?
Well, you know, we want to start at the top. It's all downhill from here.
That's right. Exactly.
Well, you know, before we get into the book, the Robertson's rise to stardom is kind of old news now, but from your perspective, what's it been like being on the show?
Well, it's been a lot of fun. You know, I started out like the rest of America, you know, watching it as a fan, and of course, just kind of being behind the scenes to help out the rest of the family. But getting to now come over and do it with them and have a lot of fun, and also, you know, a chance to travel around, and we get to speak and do things like that. We're having a blast.
It's such an encouragement to the faith community to see you guys live out your faith every week. But you and your wife kind of faced some challenges in your marriage, which I assume kind of led to the writing of this book.
We brought a lot of baggage, really, into our relationship from I had a prodigal wandering there for about, you know, 3 or 4 years during my teenage years before I came back to the Lord. And Lisa had, you know, similar. And so when we got married, you know, we brought all that in and we never really dealt with it. You know, we didn't know. We didn't really know much about Christian counseling, or you just kind of hope things work out for the best. But of course they didn't. The 15-year mark, we're very close to divorce. So it was out of that, you know, broken place that then Lisa's heart was renewed, and then our heart and our marriage was renewed. And so these last 16 years, we've done a lot of work with couples just because we're kind of like the, you know, the beggars who found bread, and we were healed and delivered by God. Right. And out of that came this devotional idea, and we designed it for what we thought, you know, it would help us.
Wow. And weekly seems to make a lot of sense because it's tough for anybody. Everybody's busy. I'm sure you know, hardly anybody's busier than you guys.
Right.
You know,
and that's why we thought that, John, because, you know, the publishers were trying to get us to do a daily, and our daily was very successful, and they sell better, to be honest. But you know, we said, look, we want to write something that's practical, and I don't want this to be a couple, you know, somebody's looking at a bookstore or online, maybe one wants to do it, the other one's not sure, and if there's any reason not to, especially for us guys, then they won't. You know, a lot of times you just won't dive in, and so this seems more doable, and I think it will be more doable for couples, and so that's why we did it that way.
You know, how important would you say it is that couples study God's Word together?
Oh, it's crucial, and because it's the life changing part. You know, that's what does it. And Lisa and I mean, as crazy as it sounds, I mean, I was a pastor, she's a pastor's wife, she was involved in doing things, but we studied together very little in those first early years of our marriage. Even though I'm teaching lessons and preaching and all this other stuff, because it wasn't real to us as a couple, and that's part of the problem. I mean, you know, you start thinking as a pastor where your wife's out in the audience, so she's getting what you're getting, but that's not true. And so that was another reason that led us to this, because we thought, you know, we got to have the Word of God speaking to us as couples. And then, of course, the prayer aspect is the other one. I mean, when I hear Lisa pray, I mean, what that does for me spiritually and even as a husband, I mean, I can't tell you how good that makes me feel and how much that refreshes my spirit. So, you know, those are spiritual moments. Those are soulish moments when you're looking into God's word and you're also spending that time in conversation with him. And so you got to do some of that together, you know, if your relationship's going to be what it needs to be.
Absolutely. Were there any laughable moments as you guys put these things together in the book?
There's always a lot of those moments in there because, you know, you're telling some funny stuff too, and you're reminding each other of some of the crazy things that you did in your relationship. So, and a tear or two as well, you know, because we got very intimate, you know, in talking about some of our difficult times, and we have all that in there as well.
Yeah. Well, Al, it sounds like a great tool and a great Valentine's Day present, honestly. Nothing shows how much you love than saying, hey, let's spend some time together before God. So what a great tool.
Exactly.
Well, Al, it sure is great to talk with you, and we wish you guys the best, and I hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day weekend, and thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate you.
All right. Al Robertson from the Duck Dynasty program, he and his wife Lisa have written the book, The Duck Commander Devotional for Couples, and it's available just about anywhere you get those kinds of books. Until next time, this is John Graham bringing you The Culture Connection.
Every week on Life with Purpose Radio, we bring you stories of people living their lives of purpose and caring Christians around the world. It's our hope that our stories encourage you to live your life with purpose. And if you would take just a moment and let us know by connecting with us here at Life with Purpose Radio, our email is stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. Give us your comments, questions about the program, or story suggestions. Again, that email address is stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. And look for us online. You'll find us at facebook.com/LWP Radio, or you can follow us on Twitter @LWP Radio. And how about a free book, you say? Well, we say yes. Our free book is The Coffee Shop That Changed a Church from best-selling author Steve Parr. Go to lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. That's lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. Just a small way of saying thank you for being a listener. Well, back to our stories for this week. Myrna, tell us more.
Thanks, Rod. Jenny Owens knows a secret. But the last thing this singer-songwriter wants to do is to keep it to herself. She shares it all on Life with Purpose Radio. Next.
Thanks, Myrna. Also ahead, what's it like to plant a church in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania? Well, that's what we'll find out from Barry Whitworth on our Missionary Moment. Right now, it's over to Ron Lawson. He's in the Life with Purpose Radio studio for the story, Medical Ministry in Columbus.
A lot of attention has been given to health care in our nation. New programs have been established to try to help. Yet many do not have the health care they need. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, visits with a missionary who has helped in his community to provide affordable health care for those who are in need. Let's listen.
I'm so pleased to be on the phone today with Jimmy Blanton, who is the Associational Missionary for the Columbus Baptist Association. They do a lot of incredible mission work in Mission Columbus. They work there in their own community, as well as across the nation and literally around the world. Jimmy, I want to thank you for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Glad to be with you, Dr. White.
What I want to talk to you about today, Jimmy, is Mercy Med, your medical ministry there with the Columbus Baptist Association. Y'all are involved in so much. This medical ministry is an incredible thing, and you're ministering to people at either no cost or low cost health care provided to people in your community who cannot afford health care. How did you and the churches get started with such a medical ministry?
Well, when we were moving to the needs-based area of our city in Columbus, we developed an old church property into a ministry center. An eye doctor, ophthalmologist, came to me and said, would you be willing to let us practice in that building? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, it's going to cost about X number of dollars to get us up and running. And I said, well, that's your problem. He said, no, that's your problem. And about the same time, the foundation was starting to offer grants. We wrote one of the first requests for a grant, and they came through with $125,000 for us, just blessed our socks off. And so we developed a medical clinic right here, and we also had the eye department in that. And so that's really how we got started. Somebody asked me if they could practice free eye care here, and I said, yeah, but we need to find some funding, and through the Georgia Baptist Healthcare Foundation, it was provided.
Isn't that an incredible thing? And that foundation has responded to grants and given about $36 million since that foundation started. And your association has been really at the epicenter of that work.
Well, I don't know about the epicenter, but we have received about $500,000 now over the last 8 years that they've been in existence. And so that's a great blessing to us.
Well, it is. And I think that is one of the strongest recipient reports that we have to date. And it's because the Columbus Association under your leadership is doing such incredible work. You know, we had a report at the annual meeting from the Georgia Baptist Healthcare Ministry Foundation, and we were able to see in video there your building and the wonderful leadership of Dr. Scarborough and Mercy Med. I wonder if you could give our listeners an understanding of the impact that this medical ministry is having upon your community there in Columbus.
Well, when we decided last year to partner with Mercy Med, we did what Jesus asked us to do, is put the seed in the ground and let it die. Mm-hmm. And our ministry actually died, and we allowed Dr. Scarborough and Mercy Med to come in and restart the clinic here. So we've got a clinic in South Columbus and one in North Columbus now. It is having a tremendous impact upon healthcare in our community. I could give you story after story, but it's just really affecting many, many lives, both volunteers as well as those who are given care.
Well, we'd love to hear one of those stories. If you've got a story about an individual or a family whose life has been touched for Christ through this ministry, could you share that with us?
Let me just give you one lady's name, Mary. Mary is a unique individual. She was here one day receiving medical aid, and she's a member of one of our churches. And so I stopped by, and I saw her, and I said, "Mary, thank you for volunteering today." And she said, "Oh, no, Brother Jimmy, I'm not volunteering. I'm here to receive medical attention." So we were, through the doctors, able to meet her needs at no cost, and she was so blown away with that she became one of our first 40-hour-a-week volunteers. Mm. And she served with us for 7 years at no pay, about 40 hours a week. That's one of the greatest stories I can tell you, somebody who had their needs met and they experienced the love of Christ and they wanted to give back, and she gave far beyond anything that we could ever give to her.
That's incredible. You know, many of our listeners may have an interest in starting or being involved in such a medical mission in their own communities. How would you encourage individuals and churches who'd like to be involved in a similar way?
First of all, I'd say praying to the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers. Mm-hmm. And so you need a good volunteer base through local medical doctors, seeing who they know that might be retired in the community or who may have been a nurse and they just left early from their career and they're mm-hmm. housewives now, and establish that good volunteer foundation. Next is the property. I would say go to the poverty area of your community and set up shop and let the people know you're there to care for them. And thirdly, I'd say call Dr. Will Bacon. Mm-hmm. He's the one that can help with the finances. And if you're cooperating Georgia Baptist Church or association, I think Dr. Bacon would be more than happy to partner with you and try to help you the best he could to see that cared for.
Thank you, Jimmy. We're so grateful for you and for your wonderful leadership as Associational Missionary of the Columbus Baptist Association through so many different ministries and mission initiatives, and for seeing where God is at work and getting there just as quickly as you can. Your work with medical ministry in partnership with Mercy Med is just one example of how God is using the Columbus Association. We're so grateful. We love you and pray for you, and we just thank you today for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jimmy. God bless you.
For more information on the Columbus Baptist Association, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
Now on Life with Purpose Radio, Myrna Brown gleans some insights from singer-songwriter Jenny Owens about her music from I Know a Secret and about being visually impaired.
Just the mere mention of the word secret makes the ears of most people perk up. So imagine the response singer-songwriter Jenny Owens is getting with her latest album entitled, I Know a Secret.
Yesterday I watched from the top of the world, and today I watched the world come crashing down. Yesterday the peace was surprising and sweet, but today it's clear that war has broken out. feels like I'm breathing underwater. After floating on the clouds. The darkest night when I'm far from home.
I know a secret.
When all is right and good and whole.
I know a secret.
In the highest highs and the lowest lows.
Joining us on Life with Purpose Radio is Jenny Owens. Welcome to the show, Jenny.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. What has been the response to just the title alone of your latest project?
It's funny, when people first asked me what the title of the record was going to be before it had come out, I'd say, I know a secret. And they'd say, what? What is it? I'm like, no, that's the title of the record. So I've been really blessed to just have a lot of favorable response to the project and to the title. And, of course, a lot of questions about what it actually means.
Mm-hmm. So what's the secret that you share with your listeners in these songs?
Well, you know, a few years ago, I found some amazing verses in Paul's letter to the Philippians, and specifically in chapter 4. And it's the passage that says, you know, all the things like rejoice in the Lord and let your gentleness be evident to all, and you know, pray with thanksgiving and all these wonderful things. But in Philippians 4:12, it says, Paul says, I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well fed or hungry, whether in plenty or in want. And he goes on, of course, to say, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. And I have been a believer in Jesus for a long time, but I really began to wrestle with those words and think, you know, is my faith such that no matter the circumstances, no matter whether the world loves me or seems to not love me, no matter if I'm having a dark season or a great day, what does it look like to have that secret, that hope all the time? What does it look like to trust in Christ's strength so much that it is just always, you know, the secret that keeps my heart joyful and hopeful? As I asked God to sort of give me that perspective that Paul had, I began to kind of write songs about the various aspects of that secret of our journey of faith. And there's so many, you know, just trusting in Christ and getting our value from what God says about us as opposed to what the world says about us, and the secret of laying down the things that we've been carrying around, whether it's things that we need to forgive others of, you know, burying the hatchet, or whether it's just things that have been weighing us down, things from our past. So I began to kind of write about those different things that I think make up the secret of trusting God with our lives more fully. And so that's how it became an album.
So in reality, it really isn't a secret because it's right there in the Word. We just
right.
have to go and and search for it and
right.
find it. In the last year in your life, you have worn, I would say, many hats. Student,
yes.
Teacher, caregiver, worship leader.
Many of the songs were written as I was journeying through those different times and experiences and seasons, and that's how those words really began to ring even truer to me.
The sun rises each morning to uncover one day is now another, where dark clouds hover still.
Very last thing that I want to touch on, and I struggled because, to be honest with you, I said, now, do I mention your disability? Is this something that you just tire of talking about? Is it an opportunity to be a blessing to someone who might be listening? So you tell me.
Oh, absolutely. I'm happy to talk about it. I lost my sight when I was 3. The blessing has been that, you know, growing up, my parents made sure that I had a very normal life. There are always challenges. I mean, certainly learning to adjust, especially to people's attitudes, can drive me to my knees more often than not.
What do you mean by that, when you say people's attitudes? Just briefly, what does that mean?
I suppose that they just feel so bad and they can't imagine what it would be like for them not to see.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would always encourage you, if you encounter a blind person, to know that they've probably been living with it a while, and they're probably much more comfortable with it than you are. I always want to just tell people, you know, it really is okay. I'm okay with it. I have a full life.
As you said, we all have lives that are not perfect. That's why we're going to come full circle here, Jenny. That's why we rely and lean on that verse in Philippians, so that we can be content in whatever comes our way. And I appreciate you reminding us of that in this conversation as well as in this new project. Thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us on Life with Purpose Radio. Jenny.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And for Life with Purpose Radio. I'm Myrna Brown.
Today's Missionary Moment takes us to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, here on Life with Purpose Radio.
Pittsburgh's blue collar. It's just grassroots, you know, just hardworking people. They love the city. They love their heritage. It's a town where communities come together, neighborhoods. Everybody knows people in the neighborhoods. It's the largest city in Appalachia, so if you don't like hills and rivers, you won't like Pittsburgh. Well, we dream of planting 50 churches within the next 6 years. The reality is we need several hundred. We targeted in on 50 places and the hills. Pittsburgh has four distinct hills: North Hills, East Hills, South Hills, and West Hills. And within that are about 115 neighborhoods. We've identified 50 places and 7 hotspots that we want to start churches if someone would call tomorrow and say, hey, I'd like to plant Pittsburgh. Well, we first all tell them, because of the nature of the city and the people and their background, and there's a lot to tell them about that. We tell them, if you're not planning on coming to Pittsburgh and being there at least 10 years, don't come. Because most of Pittsburgh are indigenous people. And people that live there are from there. Their families are from there. So it's going to take a lot of time to build relationships, to earn trust, and to be really accepted in the community. And come invest your life in a city that's changing and growing and things are happening. It's really a renaissance taking place in Pittsburgh. And you want to invest your life in that. Then Pittsburgh is a good place to go.
For more information about North American and international missionaries, head to lifewithpurposeradio.com. That's lifewithpurposeradio.com. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. We hope you've been inspired to live your life with purpose as you heard about training Mexican pastors, Duck Dynasty's Al Robertson, Medical Ministry in Columbus, Jenny Owens, and church planner Barry Whitworth in Pittsburgh. See you next time for more stories of people living their lives of purpose. And check out lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Mission Board. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board. And is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.